Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How can I assist you?
Hi, Brittany. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you. You guys have taken some money out of my daughter's her eCash account that she has with a federal credit union.
Mm-hmm.
It's not authorized any of those transactions at all. I'd like for you guys to reimburse her of $131.80.
Okay, can I have the zip code, please?
It's 49107.
First and last name?
Her first name is Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E. Last name is Bromley, B-R-O-M-L-E-Y.
Okay, ma'am. I thank you so much for verifying that information for me. Okay, it looks like here she has an account with us. If you don't mind, can you please verify the address?
It's 504 Polis Street.
Okay. Thank you so much for verifying the information as well. And we are Pure Mini Pods, and we thank you for calling customer support. I do see here that on the 6th of March, your daughter had purchased the Pure Mini Wireless Mini Pods, AirPods, I'm sorry, and the Pure Smartwatch to go with the AirPods. It looks like she only paid for the shipping and handling and also for the warranty for the product. After 14 days, she was billed the full price for the product, which was $59.95 for the watch and also $59.95 for the pods. And those are non-recurring charges.
These are for the pods? And
yeah.
The other one is for your...
The watch. The smart watch that goes with the pods.
All right. Well, let me get her. These are your transactions that you got for your ear pods and your watch.
Oh.
And then what is the $5.95 you charged twice on March 8th?
The $5.90? Yes, ma'am. That's for the shipping and handling for both the watch and the mini pods. So it's...
So how much does she owe you for this whole account?
It's paid for.
It's all paid for?
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yeah, she's right here. She wants to talk to me. But she didn't realize. Huh?
I'm just have a quick discussion with her.
We're going to put you on hold just for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Just 1 second. Don't go anywhere, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Be right back.
Okay.
Brittany, can
you explain
why it's $60, which is rounded up, why it's so much? Because she said it was like $29 and something.
No, ma'am. She paid in total for shipping and handling, she paid $26.85. That includes the $14.95 for the warranty for both products. That's a lifetime
mm-hmm.
warranty, so that means if anything happened to it, anything breaks or any damage, she can send it in. We can definitely replace it for free. Okay, and for the ship, the $5.95 and also the other $5.95 for the shipping and handling. After 14 days, she was billed the full price for those pods. You have to pay the full price for those products. You pay $59.95 for the watch and also $59.95 for the pods after 14 days.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
Did not come.
She wasn't expecting that.
Did
you receive it?
Huh?
Did you receive the stuff?
Yeah, I received the stuff.
Are you satisfied with the stuff or do you want your money back? Can we have it where... You get a return address so we can send the stuff back and you reimburse your account?
Okay, hold on just a second for me. Okay, she can definitely return it, but she has to return it at her own expense. We do not issue return authorizations, or do we pay for the shipping and handling? She has to pay for the shipping and handling on her own, and she does have to have 7 days. She will have 7 days from today if she was to return it to read the product. If we do not get it within 7 days, she will be responsible for those charges. Okay, and I'm not too sure of how much that will cost as far as having to do expedited shipping, as far as getting it to us on time. So what we can definitely do as a courtesy is definitely refund the account of 50%.
50% till you get the full your merchandise back, and then you'll reimburse the last 50%?
That's if she would like to return the product, but like I said, we do not issue returns, and she would have to pay to have it shipped to us within 7 days from today.
Fine. I just need your mailing address so I can send the stuff back so we can get reimbursement. She wants her full.
Okay, so give me just a second to get everything notated into the account, and I'll definitely be right back on the line with your information for the return. Okay, please bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, and there is a $9.95 restocking fee. So once you send those products in, we will deduct $9.95 from the 50% remainder from the first credit.
So you're not going to reimburse her $130 that she purchased, right?
Well, she's going to get that back minus $9.95.
So. Out of the $131, let me get to my calculator here. $131.80.
Because we don't pay for shipping and handling, so our charges start from $59.95 to $14.95. Okay, so we're going to refund her $14.95 plus the 50% of the $59.95 for both charges. Okay, and then the second half of the $59.95, or both $59.95, we would deduct $9.95 from. So out of the second 20, so on one of them, you're going to be receiving on your, once you get send the products back, and we do refund you for sending the products back. You, for one product, you'll only receive $20.97. I mean $20.02.
To just to send this back?
Ma'am?
That's just to send it back, right?
Yes, ma'am. To send it, once you get it sent, right now we're going to refund you 50% of for the pods and also for the watch. Okay, and then we're going to also refund you for the warranty. But the other half of the 50%, we're going to deduct $9.95 from.
Okay. So what would be the grand total that she's going to get back once it's all said and done?
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, so in total, she'll be receiving $124.88.
$124.80?
88.
88. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Okay, so give me just a moment to get this account notated and get everything into the account correctly so we won't have any future discrepancies, okay? And once you get these products, once you do ship these products off, you must give us a call back at the at that time so we you can provide us with that tracking number so we'll be able to refund you once we receive it.
Okay.
Okay, so please hold the line for me.
Yep.
Packages. The thing is that I thought it was through Amazon, and they said that it was free, and all you had to do was pay for shipping. It wasn't, you had to pay for anything. That's the thing, is that this is a scam. So you have to go legitimate business and everything. See, unique gadget deals. This is all, it said it was through Amazon. And I thought that this was going through Amazon, but it was not.
You want to watch? We'll go down to AT&T. You want AirPods? We'll go down to AT&T.
Now I know. I thought I legitimately actually won something for free.
Okay. Well, your mom was not just taking care of.
Was the night lady?
Yeah. And the only difference that you get back. You get back $124.88. The only difference is from that, how much you charge, how much you get back is only $6.92.
I'm only getting $6.92 back?
No, you get $124.
Okay.
The difference between this amount that you spent and what you're going to get back is only $6.92.
Okay, that's fine. So here we go. We have everything in there. I put the respective stuff back in.
Just wait for her to give me the address. I think it's right here.
So I didn't know, and that's on me. This is all on me.
Yep. In 14 days, you get your new account.
Cool.
And I suggest you not buy any more shit.
I'm not going to buy any more crap. I'll have to cut this up and throw it away.
No, you just keep it for right now till you get your new one.
So when I get it back, I cut it off.
It's not right now. So, you're welcome.
That's all I needed was some people to help me. And those two fart tards up there are not going to help me. Neither was he going to help me at all.
He was in his Google class, but he couldn't help you, honey.
But still.
He couldn't help you, so he don't get mad.
I'm just saying. Everybody was getting out and...
I thought you cut yourself for a minute.
What?
You came to the door and you're crying like that, but you cut yourself.
No, I didn't touch it because everybody kept giving me different phone numbers to call.
You're not listening to some other things, too, on the app.
Okay.
You didn't listen to some of the app when I was on the phone with you.
Yeah.
You didn't listen.
I was trying to listen, but then also, then again, when I was first doing it by myself, there was a lady that had an accent. She was being a real bee to me because I couldn't even understand what she was saying.
It's okay. I got it taken care of. So now, just... Okay?
Mop up the floor.
Care about the mop in the floor.
I care about mopping the floor because it smells like heat. I'm caring about the floor.
The dishes is done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the whole time, ma'am. I'm still here. Please bear with me.
Okay, no problem. Hey, can I ask you?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter just gave me the envelope or the bag that it came in and the products. Is it 551 East 45th Street Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, of 80239.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
The whole thing?
Yes, ma'am. The first beginning.
Okay, it's 11551 East 45th Avenue, or AVE, excuse me, Unit C, Denver.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
80239.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
So, okay, so I got everything in the bag. But she thought that she got it through, you know, she ordered it through Amazon. That's the reason why. So.
Yeah, she probably ordered this through a third-party advertiser, because if she would have ordered this directly from our website, she would have paid the full price for the product up front.
Okay. Yeah, she didn't realize it. She says, that's on me. So she was just trying to be up with her siblings. So it's all good.
Yes, I definitely understand. It's okay. We definitely get getting this taken care of for her.
Okay. We'll have it in the same bag, and I'll just have it covered over with a 3x5 card and stuff I can.
I was finna say, you might want to try to put it, wrap it as good as you can, or definitely pay for fragile handling, because we will hold you accountable for any damage in transit.
Okay. It's not a problem, because I know it's not going to be it's going to be perfect.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
No, but Brittany, that is the address, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, that is correct. Okay, and
right,
once you do return those products, definitely give us a call back with that tracking number, so we can provide you the refund once we receive the product.
Okay. And what is your extension so that I can call you back?
Ma'am?
Yeah. Is there an extension I can call you back on?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a second.
Because I'd rather dealing with you, because you know what the circumstances is, than conversing to someone else who don't know what the heck is going on.
Right, I totally understand. Okay, you can call
888-230-3565.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is you, that would be going right to you?
No, ma'am, but that will give you right back to our customer service.
Okay, but what is your extension?
We don't have direct extensions.
But can I ask for you, though?
Well, ma'am, we are a third-party customer care center. We do service different products, so it's no guarantee you will get me directly. But I definitely
okay.
have notated the account correctly, so everything that has happened today is written it up. So they will know that you'll be calling back with the to provide the tracking number.
So you give me how many days? 7 days?
Yes, ma'am, from today.
From today. Will that get there in time?
Ma'am?
Will it get there on time, because I have the weekends? Are you not counting the weekend days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, because some people count the weekend days into the 7-day thing.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
No, you did a great job. Thank you so much, Brittany.
Okay, and I thank you so much for calling customer support. Once again, my name is Brittany. You enjoy your day.
I will, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.